بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters and others listening at home over the receiver. Alhamdulillah, we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have over the different majalis of dhikr explained the fadilat, the virtues of dhikrullah, the importance of dhikrullah, what mashayikh have mentioned regarding dhikrullah, how important dhikrullah is in our life, and how we should be making dhikrullah every single day. And normally, just for ta'aleem purposes, in our gatherings, we only make La ilaha illallah, one tasbih, and Allah Allah, one tasbih. So that it should give us some type of encouragement to make dhikrullah on our own every single day of our life, whether we are at home or in the business or whilst traveling. But dhikrullah is very broad. And this requires a very long explanation on dhikrullah. As I had mentioned previously, dhikrullah is one with the tongue, the heart, and also with the limbs. In other words, our actions should be in conformity with the shariat. Whatever Allah Ta'ala wants, whatever Allah expects from our eyes and our ears, our hands, our feet, our body, different limbs, whatever Allah has commanded these limbs to perform, these limbs, when they carry out those injunctions of Allah, then they are making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So dhikrullah is broad. There are various adhkar that have been mentioned in the Quran, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One is La ilaha illallah. One is Allah. Then we have tasbihat, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. We have la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. We have astaghfirullah, istighfar. So various adhkar have been mentioned. And in different occasions, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave different virtues. He mentioned many virtues of different adhkar. Tonight we will discuss, inshallah, the virtues of tasbihat, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, but more subhanallah and alhamdulillah. And when we ponder and reflect and we hear the virtues of just saying one subhanallah and just one alhamdulillah, then it will encourage us, inshallah, to bring this into our lives. When we say about, we talk about our tongue should be moist in the dhikr of Allah, 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 la ilaha illallah, subhanallah. Whatever dhikr is easy, we should be making that dhikr. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala mentions, أن فقراء المهاجرين أتوا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقالوا ذهب أهل الدثور بالدرجات العلا والنعيم المقيم. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه في الصحابة في رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says the poor مهاجرين. We have the مهاجرين صحابة and the أنصار. مهاجرين migrated from مكة, they came to Medina. The صحابة in Medina, they are known as أنصار. They helped these مهاجرين brothers. So on one occasion, these fuqara, the poor muhajireen, they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they complained. And they said, the rich, the wealthy sahaba, the wealthy muhajireen, they have taken away the high ranks, the lofty ranks, and the everlasting bliss of the hereafter. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, فَقَالَ How is that? Why are you saying that they have attained the high ranks, that they have taken away those high stages and positions in Jannat, and we have not been able to achieve those ranks? So they said, يُصَلُّونَ كَمَا نُصَلِّ وَيَصُومُونَ كَمَا نَصُومُ. They perform salat just as we perform salat. So in this we are equal. They fast, we also fast. In this we are equal. But وَيَتَصَدَّقُونَ وَلَا نَتَصَدَّقْ. They give charity. They have the means of giving charity. We are poor. We don't have the means to give charity. وَيُعْتِقُونَ وَلَا نُعْتِقْ. They are able to free slaves. We are unable to free slaves. We don't have the means. So by them having wealth, they are giving sadaqah. They are freeing slaves. And this is increasing the darajat, the levels and stages in the akhirat. We are poor, we don't have this. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ Nabi Akareem said, explain, أَفَلَا أُعَلِّمُكُمْ شَيْئًا تُدْرِكُونَ بِهِ مَنْ سَبَقَكُمْ وَتَسْبِقُونَ بِهِ مَنْ بَعْدَكُمْ He said, should I not teach you something? And if you read these words, whatever I teach you now, تُدْرِكُونَ بِهِ مَنْ سَبَقَكُمْ You will be able to catch those people who have already preceded you. In other words, those Sahaba who have reached and attained lofty ranks because of the worldly possessions they had and they gave that out in the path of Allah, they gave sadaqah, charity, and they went very far ahead. If I teach you something now, and if you bring this in your life, then you will also catch those Sahaba. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَتَسْبِقُونَ بِهِ مَنْ بَعْدَكُمْ And you will precede all those after you. In other words, you will also gain a very lofty rank. It will be very hard for those behind you to catch your position. وَلَا يَكُونُ أَحَدٌ أَفْضَلَ مِنْكُمْ And nobody will be more virtuous than you, إِلَّا مَنْ صَنَعَ مِثْلَ مَا صَنَعْتُمْ Except that person who does exactly like what you are doing. قَالُوا بَلَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ Ya Rasul, please show us this wazifa. What is it? What a simple wazifa. قَالَ تُسَبِّحُونَ وَتَحْمَدُونَ وَتُكَبِّرُونَ دُبُرَ كُلِّ صَلَاتٍ ثَلَاثَ وَثَلَاثِينَ مَرَّةٍ All you need to do is 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, and 33 times Allahu Akbar in this riwayat after every fard salat. So after every fard salat, after we finish our dua and our nafil, then we read our tasbih, Subhanallah, 33 times, Alhamdulillah, 33 times, and Allahu Akbar, 33 times. Obviously, this fuqara, the poor muhajirin, got excited. So they went. فَرَجَعَ فُقَرَاءُ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ إِلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ But the next day they returned. فَقَالُوا Now they complained. سَمِعَ إِخْوَانُنَا أَهْلُ الْأَمْوَالِ بِمَا فَعَلَّا فَفَعَلُوا مِثْلَهُ Ya Rasul, we got a complaint. Our rich brothers, they heard the zikr we were making yesterday. So they also started making the same zikr. Now what do we do? فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ Nabi Kareem said, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ Then that is the grace of Allah. Allah gives it to whoever He wishes. Some ulama explain, فَضْلُ اللَّهِ here refers to the wealth that Allah gives some people. Others don't have it. And they use that wealth for the sake of Allah. So there is Allah's favor and kindness upon such people. Nothing that we can do about. And the other explanation that they are giving charity and they're doing all the other acts and also they are making the zikr. So Allah gave them the tawfiq of making this zikr that you have heard from me. So there is the virtue of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon such people. So easy. 33 times subhanallah, 33 times alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. If for some reason, if a person is unable, he's rushing, he has to go somewhere, and he does not read 33 times Subhanallah, there is another narration which I will mention now, in which just 10 times each has been mentioned. 10 times Subhanallah. Now how long will 10 times take us? 10 times Alhamdulillah. 10 times Allahu Akbar. It's a very lengthy hadith, narrated by Abdullah bin Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu, he says, Rasulullah said, two virtues or qualities that if any person, any Muslim has this, he will enter Jannah through it. Allah, behold, وَهُمَا يَسِيرٌ Very easy to practice upon this. وَمَن يَعْمَلُ بِهِ It's very easy to practice this. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, وَمَن يَعْمَلُ بِهِمَا قَلِيلٌ But there are very few who will practice upon it. It's so easy. But you'll find the majority won't be practicing upon it. And in this narration he says, يُسَبِّحُ اللَّهَ فِي دُبُرِ كُلِّ صَلَاتٍ عَشْرًا وَيَحْمَدُهُ عَشْرًا وَيُكَبِّرُهُ عَشْرًا 10 times Subhanallah, 10 times Alhamdulillah, 10 times Allahu Akbar. قَالَ فَأَنَا رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَعْقِدُهَا بِيَدِينَ بِيَكِسِمْ was counting in his hand. Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Nabi Kareem then explained, he says, فَتِلْكَ خَمْسُونَ وَمِئَةً فِي اللِّسَانِ. If you read 10 times Subhanallah, 10 times Alhamdulillah, 10 times Allahu Akbar, you have recited 30 times after every salat. So times 5 is 150. So it's 150 you read for the entire day. That's what you read on your tongue. 150. But he says, on the mizan, on the scales, it will be equivalent to alf wa khamsa mi'ah, 1,500 blessings. You only read 150 times, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you 1,500 nekis. And then Nabi Kareem mentioned the second quality is, if a person reads when he goes to bed, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, 100 times. So be 100 times now on your tongue. In the morning, the entire day, 5 times salat, 150 you read. And now another 100. So you'll get 1,000 blessings on the scales. And he says for the entire day and this night wazifa that you read, you'll get 2,500 blessings. So the sahaba said, وَكِفَ لَا نُحْسِيهَا. How is it not possible for us then to accumulate these blessings? It's easy, we can do it. قَالَ يَأْتِي أَحَدَكُمْ الشَّيْطَانِ وَهُوَ فِي صَلَاتِهِ. Nabi Kareem explains why most of the people will forget the tasbih after namaz. He says, shaitan comes in to him whilst he's performing salat. Uskur kada, uskur kada. Remember you do this. Remember after namaz you meet that person. What about that meeting you got? What about this appointment? Uskur kada, uskur kada. In the namaz you remember all those things. Hatta yanfatila. Until he, when he terminates salat and he leaves, فَلَعَلَّهُ أَلَّا يَفْعَلْ. It's possible now he won't get an opportunity to do it. So many times we wake up after salat, it does not mean the person not reading his tasbih. Whilst walking from here to the car, it's very easy to say subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. By the time you reach your car, instead of chatting with any other person, you have read 10 times each. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, the shaitan reminds you of different tasks that you have to do, and he makes you forget. So after salat, you rush off to that job you have, and that occupation or the task, and you forget. فَلَا يَزَالُ يُنَوِّمُهُ حَتَّى يَنَامُ. And at night, he goes to sleep and shaitan puts him off to sleep. So that he falls fast asleep and he forgets to read just 10 times or 100 times these tasbihat. Like this, there are so many other virtues. We just go through this because this is part of dhikrullah. We need to conscientize ourselves. Importance of subhanallah. One hadith it mentioned, one subhanallah, a person mentioned, just once, subhanallah, half the scale, on the day of qiyamah, our a'mal will be weighed. There will be two sides. One is the heavy, one will be the lighter side. So our a'mal has to be heavy, the good a'mal. If the good a'mal is heavy, then a person is successful. Subhanallah fills half the pan. Half the side is already full by saying one subhanallah. This is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to practice. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala has mentioned, he said that Rasulullah said, لَأَنْ أَقُولَ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. Normally we know this as a third kalima. Whoever reads subhanallah وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسِ. It is more beloved to me than anything upon which the sun has risen. In other words, better than all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Better than the entire world. Just by saying this one, subhanallah, walhamdulillahi, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. As the Samura bin Jundub radiallahu ta'ala mentioned, Rasulullah said, أَفْضَلُ الْكَلَامِ أَرْبَعُمْ. Four words are most virtuous. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Four words. Another riwayat, ahabbu al-kalami ilallah. The most beloved of the words to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, in the very famous hadith, the last hadith of Bukhari Sharif, we go for a khatam of Bukhari, we hear the last hadith the students read, kalimatan habibatani ila rahman. Two words are most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khafifatani Alal lisan. They are very light on the tongue. Not difficult to say. Thaqilatani fil mizan. Yet they are heavy on the scales. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanallahi al-azim. I mentioned the meaning of subhanallah, which simply means we are saying that Allah is free from any type of defect. Allah is free from any type of fault. Allah is free from any type of shortcoming. Allah is free from any type of deficiency. Allah is absolutely pure. That is the meaning of subhanallah. Walhamdulillah. And all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a person reads subhanallah walhamdulillah, in another riwayat of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he says Rasulullah said, "Man qala subhanallah wa bihamdihi fi yawmin mi'ata marrah." 100 times for the whole day. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. We can recite it now. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. At least once we recite it. So if a person who reads 100 times, حُتَّتْ خَطَايَاهُ, all his minor sins are washed away. All his minor sins. وَإِنْ كَانَتْ مِثْلَ زَبَدِ الْبَحْرِ, even though it may have equated the foams of the seas. The entire world, we see, the oceans, the foam. Can we count that foam? If a person's sins are equivalent to the foams of the seas of the world, and he just says, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, all those sins are forgiven. Yet in another hadith, Rasulullah said, whoever reads 100 times Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, then lam yati ahadun yawm al qiyamati bi afdal mimma jaa bihi. Nobody else will bring any more virtuous deed than this person on the day of Qiyamah before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Illa ahadun qala mithla ma qala. Except that person who did the exact thing what he said. Aw zaad, or he read more. So the blessings of subhanallah wa bihamdihi, we did now, very briefly, it is most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, it is more beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam than what the sun has shone or risen upon. A person recites it 100 times, then all his minor sins are forgiven, even though it equivalent or equates the forms of the sea. Nobody will bring such a deed, a wazifa, or a dhikr on the day of Qiyamah like this person. And then in another hadith it is mentioned that 100 blessings he will get. 100 rewards. 1,000 rewards. If a person recites it 100 times, he will get 1,000 hasanah. And 1,000 sins are forgiven from him. Wiped out. Rasulullah was asked by Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, or somebody asked Rasulullah, Ayyul kalami afdal? Which dhikr is most virtuous? In that particular occasion, Rasul mentioned, مَصْطَفَ اللَّهُ لِمَلَائِكَتِهِ. That dhikr which Allah chose for His angels. And what is that dhikr? Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Then we did this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the month of Ramadan, where his wife Juwayriya radiallahu ta'ala anha, after Fajr Salat, she sat on a musalla for hours. Nabi Salam saw her sitting after Fajr making some dhikr. He went out and he came, according to the hadith, like charge time, probably about 10 o'clock, 10, half past 10. From Fajr she sat on her musalla making dhikr of Allah. Nabi Salam asked, what are you doing? He said, I'm making dhikr of Allah. He says, shall I not show you something, 4 words, and you recite it 3 times, it is more virtuous than all what you have read. And what is that? Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, adada khalqihi, wa rida nafsihi, wa zinata arshihi, wa midada kalimatihi. We have explained this hadith many times before. The person who says subhanallah wa bihamdihi just once, only once, غُرِسَتْ لَهُ نَخْلَةٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ, one date palm is planted for him in Jannah. When Nabi Kareem s.a.w. went for Mi'raj, and he met Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, then Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam said, Ya Muhammad, أَقْرِ أُمَّتَكَ مِنِّي السَّلَامِ, convey my salam to your ummat. Ibrahim alayhi salam giving salam to you and I. And inform them. What an occasion, Mi'raj. There could have been so many other things that Ibrahim alayhi salam could have shared for the benefit of this ummah. And what did he share? He said, أَنَّ الْجَنَّةَ طَيِّبَةُ التُّرْبَةِ أَذْبَةُ الْمَاءِ. Jannat, the sand of Jannat is absolutely soft and tender. And the water is extremely sweet. وَإِنَّهَا قِعَانِ. But presently, it is just a barren land. There are no trees. What are the trees of Jannat? What is the plantation of Jannah? وَأَنَّ غِرَاسَهَا سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. That is the plants. That is the trees of Jannat. When we say Subhanallah walhamdulillahi wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. And the last hadith I will mention today, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated, or mentioned, is narrated by Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala, that once Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went past a tree that had gone dry. The leaves had gone dry. Nabi Kareem sallallahu took a stick, his staff, his walking stick, and he began to shake the tree. So obviously the leaves began to fall. Rasulullah then said, Inna alhamdulillah wa subhanallah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar tusaqitu dhunub al-abd. When the person reads subhanallah wa alhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar, then this kalima, this dhikr that he made, it makes the sins fall off the person's body. All the sins he committed, it is shed off his body. كَمَا يَتَسَاقَطُ وَرَقُ هَذِي شَجَرًا. Just as the leaves of this tree is falling down. Exactly like that, the person when he makes the dhikr, then all his minor sins are just falling off his body. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Let us make it our habit, respected brothers and elders. There are so many azkar mentioned in hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes a person wishes he compiles all that and begins to read. There are so many mentioned. At least make a start. One time, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. After Fajr, after every Salat, read this, the 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. One riwayat says 33, other riwayat says 34 times. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the very famous incident when Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu sent Fatima radiallahu anha. Oh, she had gone to her father because she had worked very hard. There were blisters on her hand. She had no servant, nobody to help her. And she was struggling. She needed somebody to help her with the household work. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes the tarbiyat of his child. Makes the tarbiyat of his daughter. And he says, I will show you something far better than me giving you a servant to help you for your work. Read Fatima after every fard salat and when you retire to bed. 33 times subhanAllah. 33 times Alhamdulillah and 34 times Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu mentions one riwayat that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came at night and he sat between himself, Ali and Fatima. That's the love he had for them and he taught them this, which we know as Tasbih Fatima. So he said, I had never missed out reading this zikr of what Rasulullah has taught us. 33 times Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. After every salat and every time I went to bed. From the time I heard this from Rasulullah, I never miss one day. So somebody inquired, what about the battle that took place, battle of Siffin? That night also you remembered? He said, yes, at that night also I read my tasbih before I went to sleep. So let us make it our habit after every Farz Salat, Subhanallah, 33 times, Alhamdulillah, 33 times, Allahu Akbar, 33 times, or 34 times. And during the day, Subhanallah, bihamdihi, 100 times, then we'll get all these virtues that we have mentioned tonight. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. لا إله إلا الله 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 La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah, jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Ya Allah, your name is so beautiful, my Allah. Your name brings so much of peace and tranquility and serenity onto our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to glorify you correctly, my Allah. Help us to praise you, my Allah. You are exactly how you have praised yourself, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have bestowed us with so many bounties, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for all our shortcomings, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have not shown to you correct, Ya Allah, an appropriate gratefulness, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us and guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we require you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we require you, my Allah, every second of our life, every breath that we take, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot do without you, my Allah. Ya Allah, a moment without you, my Allah, will lead to our devastation, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Samad. Ya Allah, you are not Muhtaj. You are independent, my Allah. You are Ghani, my Allah. وَنَحْنُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَيْكَ. We are the beggars, my Allah. We are knocking at your door, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for our disobedience, my Allah. Forgive us for our past sins we committed, my Allah. Forgive us for our present sins we are committing, my Allah. Help us in the future not to commit any sins, my Allah. If we do commit any sins, forgive us, my Allah. Help and guide us and protect us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we feel embarrassed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, for all the wrongs we did, my Allah. In the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, wherever we committed those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we regret committing those sins. We are showing you remorse, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. Don't make us go back to those sins, my Allah. We have made tawbah and istighfar. Ya Allah, you have brought us to your masjid, my Allah. You are the only one who gives us, Ya Allah, tawfiq of performing our 5 times salat, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the only one who has given us tawfiq of taking your beautiful name, my Allah. For reciting durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Reciting some Quran and Majid, my Allah. Ya Allah, let our tongues be moist in your dhikr, my Allah. Let our hearts, Ya Allah, be, Ya Allah, shining, Ya Allah, with your ishq and muhabbat, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to scrub off, Ya Allah, all the sins that we have accumulated on our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamare dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, help us to make our islah, my Allah. Ya Allah, you make our islah, my Allah. Make our islah become easy, my Allah. Help us to reach you, my now, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us your muhabbat, my Allah. The muhabbat of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us love your house, my Allah. Make us love the masajid, my Allah. Make us love your kalam, my Allah. Make us love the Quran and Majid, my Allah. Make us love the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us means of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, for all the disbelievers, Ya Allah, to enter the fold of Islam, my Allah. Ya Allah, all good works of deen, da'wat and tabligh, Ya Allah, the efforts of mashayikh, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, different madaris and makatib and hifz classes, my Allah, and the organization that are doing good work, my Allah, accept the efforts of every single person, my Allah. Accept the effort of all the societies, my Allah. Ya Allah, the kind and noble efforts that they are making, my Allah. And give us tawfiq of doing more, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, my Allah. So many, Ya Allah. So many in ICU, my Allah. So many have underwent operations. Some went through, Ya Allah, went through accidents, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people who have got cancer and heart problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, shifa is in your hands, my Allah. You are ash-shafi, my Allah. Grant all of us complete shifa, my Allah. Of our zahiri amraz, batini amraz, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant the family sabr jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif, Ya Allah. Baril in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Give us maut with Iman, my Allah. In the condition that you are most pleased with us, my Allah. Make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, make our good deeds outweigh our bad deeds, my Allah. Let there be no bad deeds, my Allah. Wipe out all those sayyat now, my Allah. Transform those sayyat into hasanat for us, my Allah. Allah grant us the Hodi Kothar water from Nabi Kareem, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make all of us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us, our parents, our grandparents, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, my Allah. Our musallis, ya Allah. Ya Allah, our relatives, our mashayikh, our asatiza, our students, my Allah. Our friends and relatives, my Allah. And all those who have congregated yet now, my Allah. And our mothers and sisters and brothers listening at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, for protect all of us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, fulfill all our needs, my Allah. Ya Qadi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. Ya Allah, whatever problems we have, my Allah. Whether it's a domestic problem, my Allah, a social problem, ya Allah, a financial problem, my Allah, remove those difficulties, my Allah. Remove those difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have made dhikr, except of dhikr, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have heard about Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of reading these tasbihat every single day, my Allah. And grant us the blessings of these, ya Allah, azkar, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of wise, make them excellent hufaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Ya Allah, these Mubarak months have arrived, my Allah, Rajab and then Shaban. Ya Allah, make us see the month of Ramadan with afiyat, salamati, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be excellent Ramadan in our life, the best Ramadan in our lives, my Allah. Full of barakat, my Allah. Help us to keep our rozas correctly, our tilawat, our salatul taraweeh, my Allah, and all the other good deeds in the month of Ramadan, my Allah. Don't make us become lazy and commit sins even in the month of Ramadan, my Allah. Grant us the taqwa, my Allah. Help us to prepare for the Mubarak month, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, all those requested duas except all the jais murads. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiyul alim. Tub alayna ya Mawlana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.